Right now in Burnie, it's 6 degrees, and that's where Tim Blair from Tim Blair Run for Kids is. And you're at Burnie High School right now. Mate, you're not going to science class. What's on the cards today?
No, so, just heading into Burnie High School now and getting ready to start running back to Nixon Street Primary School, hopefully getting there about 2:30 this afternoon.
Now, this marks 10 years since a special event. What went down 10 years ago?
So 10 years ago, I set off to hopefully raise about $1,000 for a little girl called Phoebe Berwick, running from Burnie to Devonport. And 10 years on, Phoebe's fighting fit, and there's a foundation now called the Tim Blair Run for Kids Foundation, which is pretty amazing, I guess.
Now, you've strapped the new shoes on. We've asked you before, but why running? Why did you choose this as an outlet to raise awareness for ill children?
I guess I took up running personally over 20-odd years ago for my own health reasons. And, it was something I enjoyed, and obviously enjoyed running the long distances. And then a few years before that, I did the Phoebe Run. I ran from Deloraine to Forth to raise money for Giant Steps with a couple of mates. And, I just thought, wow, what a way to make a difference. And, I couldn't cut my hair to raise money for cancer or anything else because I haven't got any hair. So I thought, well, running will do. And, it's something that I've been very fortunate to be able to do, and very lucky. Made some lifelong friendships out of it as well.
Great. What time are you setting off from Burnie High today?
7:30.
7:30?
Right. With a group of kids. And then, we'll head into Penguin District School as well. And then, through into Ulverston and then on to Reece High School, where we'll pick up a heap of kids and, run on to Nixon Street. So it's great that the kids are involved, and that's one of the things that I really enjoy, that it's out and gets them active, and that these kids are contributing and making a positive difference on people's lives. So it's wonderful to see these kids doing such marvellous things.
Will you be raising money today? Is there an opportunity to give you some coinage?
Yeah, there's going to be collection points along the way. Keep an eye out for the kids in the buses and the signs, and they'll be collecting money all the way through on the highway. And anyone that wants to make a donation that's not on the highway can visit the Tim Blair Run for Kids Foundation website and make it a generous donation. And all this, basically, if it wasn't for the generosity of the Northwest Coast and Tasmania, that we wouldn't be here 10 years on and doing what we do, supporting children and families.
That's great. And how long will it take you, Tim?
Probably around about 7 hours, I guess.
And that's with a good pace up, is it?
Yeah. It's a beautiful day for it. Given the weather we've had all week, we're pretty lucky. So
don't speak too soon. Mate, best of luck, and we'll see you later on the Savo when you hit Devonport.
Thank you very much, and thanks very much for your efforts too, and thanks everyone that's helping out. Cheers.
And Phoebe's actually with us now. Good morning, Phoebe. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you guys?
Good. Would you mind explaining what happened and what changed your life all those years ago?
Yeah, of course. So 10 years ago, I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and word got out about my diagnosis, and Tim's daughter, Lily, came to Tim and said that there was a girl at her school who was unwell, and so he wanted to do something for my family and I, and next thing we knew, there was the run for Phoebe.
That's great. And he did that first run 10 years ago, and obviously marking that occasion today. How did that impact your life with the help of Tim and what he's done for our community?
The run it's taken off. Tim's done some more amazing runs for other sick children and created the Run for Kids Foundation, and it's absolutely incredible what he does. And helped so many different families,
That's good. So obviously the money raised at that time helped you and your family get through a really tough time. And the good news, as we heard from Tim before, is you're fighting fit now.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I'm in my third year of my Bachelor of Education. Only got one more year left of that, and absolutely crushing it.
That is the best news, Phoebe. We just wanted to touch base, and you sound so bright and bubbly and optimistic, and well done with your studies as well. That's such great news.
Thank you so much.
Will you be cheering Tim on today, no doubt?
Absolutely, 100%.
Good on you, Phoebe. Great to chat.
Not a problem. Thank you.